AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Companies like Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon are not happy about it, but the Federal Communications Commission voted to ban internet providers from blocking or slowing web traffic. It's called net neutrality. FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn says the internet does not operate the same for everyone.
Certain communities have the capacity to achieve limitless outcomes, while others a few yards from town are stuck in a digital desert.
Opponents say the new rules are a big overreach by the government and will eventually drive up consumer costs. On Capitol Hill today, National Intelligence Director James Clapper says cyber attacks are an increasing threat to the country.
The reality is that we've been living with a constant and expanding barrage of cyber attacks for some time.
Clapper says the Russian cyber threat is more severe than they had previously asserted. An intelligence assessment shows China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are the top nation's cyber threats. 2 days before a partial agency shutdown, House Speaker John Boehner repeatedly refused to say if the House will vote on pending Senate legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security without challenging President Obama's immigration policy. North Carolina has some snow to plow away.
It appears our mountains got between 4 to 6 inches. The central part of the state received 3 to 7 inches. And our eastern county saw a couple of inches of snow.
That is Governor Pat McCrory. About 180,000 homes are without power in the state. Meantime, a record storm dumped a foot of snow on North Alabama. A federal judge has cleared the way for Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson to return to the NFL. A denial of Peterson's suspension appeal was overturned. Sheriff's detectives in Los Angeles are looking for a stolen dress, one that was worn by actress Lupita Nyong'o at Sunday's Academy Awards. The dress worth $15,000. This is AP Radio News. Two pedestrians were killed. A third person is in the hospital. They were hit by a car that was taking part in a street race in Los Angeles. This is Police Captain John McMahon.
It's a problem that is not glamorous entertainment. It's the type of activity that's criminal in nature and often results to consequences with serious injuries and, in this case, death.
He spoke to KNBC. Police are looking for the driver of the abandoned car and the person behind the wheel of another car that sped off. Chris Jones got kicked off the University of Louisville basketball team just a few days ago. Today, he pleaded not guilty in court. This is University of Louisville Police Colonel Kenny Brown.
Mr. Jones was charged with rape first, 2 counts, sodomy first, 2 counts.
The allegations involve 2 women, one of them a student at the University of Louisville. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about a point. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.